Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm excited to have Miss Lauren Wheaton, our newly elected City of Cookeville Mayor, in the studio with me. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
I'm excited for you. I'm happy.
I'm excited as well.
Yeah, I know you are. You should be. It's been a long journey.
You've been with me, you know, 4 years ago, yeah. And then these 4 years. Yep. Yeah, so you've been through it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Your leadership the last 4 years has been great, and it's a testament to you getting reelected and actually getting the most votes. Mm-hmm. So let's start with that, because I get questions from coworkers across the state, other cities I see, other counties. How does the City of Cookeville do the mayor appointment?
In a very unique fashion, right, is the way I could say. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, with City Council, everyone runs at large. Mm-hmm. We don't run by district. And the top five vote getters are who is elected to City Council. And historically, the person who serves as mayor has always been the person who gets the most votes. And that's how most people think the mayor is elected. But actually, the way we work is our City Council is the one who appoints the mayor. So the next City Council meeting on the 18th, when we all get sworn in, that will be when someone will nominate who should be mayor.
Right.
And then the council votes on it. So I am hopeful that tradition continues, because I do want to be the mayor of Cookeville, and I feel like I worked hard for it. So, but that's how it works. It's weird.
I'm sure it will. I mean, you've earned the respect, and I know they look up to you as well.
Thank
so
you.
It should be a problem. I wonder if it's ever been a problem. Do you know?
I don't think it has ever happened where it has not been the person who's gotten the most votes.
So it's not in the charter. It's just understood the person that gets the most at large votes will be appointed mayor by the council within the first meeting.
Correct. Yeah. But it is where the council is the one that appoints the mayor and the vice mayor.
What meeting is that? What day?
The 18th.
The August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
when
coming
we'll be
up.
Sworn in. Yeah.
That's when, and you start as mayor then, right?
Yeah. I'll start. We do, the old council will sit, finish up any business, and then we close that meeting, and then the new council comes on, we get sworn in, and then we do our own little meeting, and then that's it. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm curious. I know I think there was more candidates that ran this time than there were 4 years mm-hmm. ago. How did this election compare to the last one that you ran?
Well, definitely the sheer volume of candidates, which I was encouraged by, because that means that many people wanted to serve on City Council, which I think is huge, because I'm a big proponent of our citizens and our community getting involved in local government. I mean, you know, a local mm-hmm. government does not work unless its citizens get involved. So that was encouraging to see. We had, 11 people running, and that was a little more stressful, obviously, because when I ran 4 years ago, I just wanted to get on City Council. I was new to politics. I still considered myself new to Cookeville. And so I was just looking to get a spot, and was honored to get the second most votes and serve as vice mayor. So this go round, I was going for that mayor spot. I wanted the top votes. I felt like I had the experience. I had served. I felt like hopefully people thought I had done a good job so
True.
Far. And I was ready to take that leadership position. And so I did work extra hard to make sure that people knew what I was running for and knew why I was running and saw the experience that I had. And so that was definitely different. I worked hard 4 years ago, but I worked even harder this time. And it looks like it paid off so far.
Well, and you made a good point. I know you can't speak for the other council members elected, but you said 4 years ago, your goal was to be elected to the council.
Mm-hmm.
This time your goal was to be elected mayor. Do you
yeah.
feel like any other candidates approached it that way? Or do you think they were just trying to get on the council?
You always hear talk
right.
about, yeah. And I think there were some other people who may have wanted, that top spot. And I'm excited about who's on council.
Sure.
I think it's a great group, but I do feel like at the end of the day, I thought I was the best candidate, to be honest. I had the experience. I think I've shown over the past 4 years, I'm willing to compromise, willing to work with people, willing to have that discussion and let everyone be heard, and then try to make the best decision for Cookeville. So that's why, like I said, I really wanted it.
So we have to brag on your support group.
Oh, yes.
Because your goal was to be mayor. Uh-huh. And I know that you probably made that very transparent early on. I don't
mm-hmm.
know when those conversations started taking place. Probably last year, maybe?
Oh, for sure, last year.
So how did you talk about your support group, but what did you say to them? This is what I want to do?
Yeah. So, my support group, my campaign team was on my text messages. I have the text thread, and it's the campaign dream team. I named it that. But, again, this was five moms who were really helpful last time. And so this time I got them together in the dining room with our kids running around and said, hey, time to do this again. Y'all were with me last time. I need you again. And this time I'm going for mayor. And so they knew. And I said, this is going to be more work. I'm going to need, more help, more ideas, more connections, more time from y'all to get this done. And of course, every one of them was like, well, yeah, of course you're going to be mayor. You know, they were my cheerleaders as well. My biggest cheerleader though was Wade. I have to give him credit. Mm-hmm. He was the one. He said, I know you want this and I want it for you. And, we actually had lunch today or yesterday and he was so sweet about saying, he was like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of how hard you worked. So when I would get down or discouraged or tired, he was right there saying, you can do this. You've got this. My team was as well because, you know, I mean, it's hard, you know, you've run. Sure. And there are times when you're like, oh, can I do this anymore? And they were just there saying, yes, you can. You've got this. And, you know, the results turned out pretty well.
Turned out. So, of course, I know Wade too. He is fabulous. It is so important, I think, especially in a big race like yours, because I've just been to the district and I'm not saying it's, you know, it's nothing, but it's not, to me, it's not as hard of work to do like a city council race or a county elected race.
County.
So it's a lot bigger spectrum, but I can't imagine not having my spouse support me. It seems like it would make it a lot harder on somebody running if their spouse didn't support.
Well, and you have to have them because they know when you're at your lowest point. They know, they see when you're tired. You know, other people, you keep that face on and you keep going and they see you at home, tired, worn out, don't know if you can give another day. And, you know, I believe a marriage is not 50% two people come together. It's, you know, two 100% that come together. And sometimes I didn't have anything to give. And so he took up that extra 100% and he was the one supporting me. So, and my kids too. My kids were at the age now where they understood what was going on. My daughter came door to door with me. She wanted to be at events that I was at because she was proud of what her mom was doing. And that's another big reason I'm so excited about this because there's only been one female mayor in Cookeville ever.
That's right.
Yeah. And so now my daughter and my daughter's friends and my son, they all are going to get to see that, you know, their mom can do hard things and that, you know, women, we can get out there and we can work hard and get these things accomplished. So that I'm really excited about that opportunity. I hope I can be a good role model for.
I think it's great. Your children understand mm-hmm. what's just happened. Mm-hmm. They may not have been as aware 4 years ago what's happened, but 4 years have passed and they understand and they're probably your biggest cheerleaders. I'd say
they really are. They were the ones wearing their shirts. They were the ones going to school, telling their friends, you know, when we saw signs, that was the encouraging part because I saw, you know, the pure joy that they got from seeing their mama do this. And so that was a big, you know, you can keep doing this. You can do this for them. So
one thing I noticed, I try to be observant about campaigns because I'm a political junkie. I say political junkie. I'm a public service junkie.
Yeah.
And so going around the city, of course, my office is in the city. We're there a lot. I didn't notice billboards for Miss Lauren Wheaton up and I asked another friend he's a mutual friend of ours and mm-hmm. I just asked him who's ran campaigns and very notable, but I'm not gonna say their name. And said, hey, have you noticed that she had any billboards? And he said, I think that's by design. And so I wanted to ask you about that.
It really was, and nothing against billboards. You know, they work when they need to work, but my approach was really to, you know, target the people who vote. I had, again, not just my moms on my campaign team, but I had people who had some really good political experience on my campaign team as well and reached out, you know, and helped me make connections to other people who had run campaigns. And they were very much about, you want to reach the people who vote, which I'm so sad because, I mean, I'm glad I did because the voter turnout was so low anyway, which I hate, which is something I'm going to work on. But it was really important to target those people who we thought would vote because I wanted them to see my name, hear my name, know who I was. And then when I would go door to door, I would meet people who would say, oh, hey, I got your mailer. And then that would open that dialogue to say, oh, okay, well, let me tell you a little bit more about myself because that was just a little short, you know, blurb about me. But it was really, I really wanted to focus on who I thought would get out there and vote. And so that is why I did, you know, mailers. I had a great digital marketing team that really helped out who took over my Facebook because that is hard to do just to keep up with a regular Facebook, much less a political campaign Facebook stuff going on. Yeah. And so that's what I did. I really focused on that.
So, of course, we're friends on Facebook. I have Instagram, but I'm not on there a lot. Do you have Instagram?
I have Instagram, but I kind of keep that more like that's my kids and dogs and that kind of fun stuff. Yeah. Facebook, it's like a love-hate relationship with Facebook. You know, I mean, I would love to get off of it, to be honest.
I would too.
But that's where most people get their news from, and that's where most people find out things. And so it's kind of a necessary evil, I kind of feel like, although it does great things. But that's a big way to get your name out there and to get awareness. And so that was a big, you know, area that we targeted as well.
So I, this is just my belief. In the size of the city of Cooper, as many people as there, the population is what, up to 40 something thousand?
I think, yeah, the census was, no, our census.
Is it more than that?
No, our census only had us at like 35 or something.
35. 30, yes. So 35, don't, that's still a big city.
I mean, it's still a big city, yes, obviously.
And then
yes.
The county of Putnam with 82,000, mm-hmm. or, you know, I think it's at 80, but we really believe it's 82.
Yeah.
I think it's important when you're running a campaign to probably have a team and maybe have a campaign manager.
Yeah,
Because I feel like attacking or pursuing a race that big to do it on your own or to do it without some outside advice. I don't know how you would do that.
No, and let me say, Julie Beth Boyd, she was my campaign manager. She was last time. And when I ran 4 years ago, we were kind of like, who can my campaign manager be? I need someone to kind of keep up with my events and, you know, plug me into places. And Julie Beth was like, well, I can do that part. And I don't think she knew what would happen four more years. But Julie Beth Boyd, Allison Means, Jenna Hillis, Amani Cumbie, Elsa Noonkister. That was my team right there. And like I said, all moms. Those were the ones that on election day were all working the polls. They were the ones waving signs, wearing the Lauren Wheaton shirts. And I had some other friends help out as too, but those were the ones that on election day, I said, hey, all right, here's a sign up. Where can y'all be? And everyone plugged themselves in. I mean, and they were all at home when their kids were at home because kids were out of school that day. So that was a big extra step for them that they went out and did that. So yes, there's their shout out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm glad you did that because I'm sure you're very gracious, but I know they're very grateful to be a part of your team to help you pursue something. I think Lauren, or Miss Mayor, I should say.
I mean, it's still Lauren. Don't worry. No, I'm always going to be Lauren.
I think you probably are a trailblazer and you've kind of set a path for maybe other young women and women alike to follow and be inspired. So I congratulations again. Of course, this is just our first segment, but I'm so happy for you. I was happy that night.
I know we saw each other that night. We're like, yay.
Yeah, as tired as I was staying up watching the election. So this is great stuff. We'll be back after this break on Local Matters. I have Lauren Wheaton, the newly elected city mayor of Cookeville, coming back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio with Lauren Wheaton, our newly elected mayor for the city of Cookeville. And again, just excited for her. It's something that you've been trying to pursue and you've done great. You succeeded. Mm-hmm. We talked about your support group and how you campaigned. And I think it's wonderful. You had mentioned something a few minutes ago about voter turnout, and it was down. I think it was down maybe 30-40%.
It was a sad number.
I was a little surprised by that. And part of it, I know, is probably because uncontested county mm-hmm. races.
Yeah.
And so the county people were not coming out as much. And, you know, and so there were some people that, you know, asked me in my district, hey, you're unopposed. I need to go vote for you. And I said, you always need to go vote.
Yeah. Yes,
it's one of the greatest freedoms you'll ever have is to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if they win or not. Some people tell you they vote, they don't vote. But you know what I'm saying?
I know they got voted for you. You're like, really? Okay. Yeah. I hope that's true.
Yeah, exactly. But why do you think we had a low voter turnout?
I do think, for one, that was a reason that so many racers were uncontested. I mean, county mayor, mm-hmm. sheriff, a lot of judges' races were uncontested, county commission. So I think that was definitely, like you said, one reason that a lot of people didn't come out. I honestly believe another reason a lot of people didn't come out is they were tired mm-hmm. of the way the election was going there towards the end. And I hate to bring that up, but I do think I want to point out that I don't ever believe that that's how a campaign should go. I don't care if you don't like somebody. I don't care if you disagree with them. I hope we disagree. But the way that it went kind of sour there at the end. And I really stayed away from that. I try to stay on my track and keep my campaign focusing on the good, because I believe when you focus on the negative, you lose all the positive things that you're trying to do. And so I do. I honestly believe some people right there at the end, they got tired and they just didn't even want to be a part of it, which breaks my heart, because we don't want to be running people away from being involved. So I think that maybe had something to do with it as well. And I'm saddened by it, because at the end of the day, that it was just Cookeville City Council.
Right.
You know, if this isn't some, I mean, it's big to us and it is very important to me, but at the end of the day, that's there's no reason for that type of just, I mean, hatred, I guess, almost to a point. I mean, it just, I don't know. I wish it hadn't gone that way. And I think that was another reason that maybe voter turnout was low. One thing I would like to do, though, to improve voter turnout, and I think they do this in Monterey already, is any senior who's turning 18, they help them get registered to vote. And I love that. I would love to see that in every high school. Another thing I would like to do, which I actually worked on during my campaign, was work on some of the other minorities in our community who don't have the access to vote or don't have the access at hand to register to vote. For instance, I called the election commission and I said, hey, do y'all have any instructions in Spanish on how to register for vote, to vote? Cause they have the little cards up there. They didn't. And of course, you can go online, I'm sure, and get it, but they did not have any of that. And so I thought that was, you know, that's an area that we need to make sure that everyone who's eligible to vote in the city has a way to get that information and register. Cause it's not super easy.
Right.
But just have access to that. So that's another thing I'd like to see, is that, you know, does everyone here, can they find a way to get information about how to register to vote? So those are two things I would really like to see happen and would support these next 4 years.
I think that's a good idea. I'll be glad to help you in that pursuit. Talk to some of the administrators. Go to Corby and Lynn McHenry on the school board and Kim and Don and all those to say, hey, can we make this a practice in all of our high schools
to help
you know, seniors get registered to vote? Because I've got one of my best friends has got a senior, and he turns 18 maybe in 2 weeks, so he couldn't vote last
this
week.
Time, but
November he can.
Exactly.
And he's like, he's excited.
Uh-huh.
Well, I asked him about his classmates. He's like, they don't know what
they
to
don't
do.
Know.
They
yeah.
They don't care anything about voting. They don't understand it. I'm like, we got to educate.
Exactly.
Educate the kids.
And then, like I said, then put it in front of them. You know, you register online. So here's a computer. Here's link, you know, click, do this. And then you're registered. So that just to let them know, this is how you do it. Because even my friends, or, you know, our age, were saying, well, how do I register? And I don't know if I'm registered, and where do I check my address? So making that easily accessible, communicating and educating is something I want to do.
So I don't know. I don't know what's next. You know, I don't know if I'll ever run for anything else besides commission.
Yeah.
Thought about it. Good Lord, that's up to him. But I got some really good advice the last 12 months about a campaign. Of course, I just finished my second campaign, or actually third campaign.
When
I was unopposed. So it's really, you don't really have to do a whole lot. First two times I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some good advice. It's actually a mutual friend of ours. And she said to me, she said, never make it about them. Keep focused on your race.
Mm-hmm.
Keep focused on what you can control, and don't bring anybody else into it. If somebody says, well, hey, what about so-and-so? What do you think? You know what? I think they're a good person, but let me tell you why I'm running.
Yes.
Or let me focus on what I'm doing. And this is why, these are the goals. And just don't, cause then you get an opportunity to mudsling or talk bad about somebody. And the last thing, Lauren, I don't understand it. I'm getting my soapbox. I'm sorry.
Hop on. My
producer's probably mad at me, but I'm getting my soapbox. We're all here in it together.
Mm-hmm.
Every elected official, city or county, we're in it together. So why not work together?
We have to.
And for those trying to achieve a public service role in this community, help them. And if you don't like them, just stay out of it.
Just don't vote for them.
Yeah. And just stay out of it.
Yeah.
Just don't attack. Don't be cruel. Golly, don't be mean to people. So, you know, I really want to see our elections. And I think countywide, we wouldn't have that problem because there wasn't contested elections. You know, I think there were some things in the judges' races, maybe earlier, maybe in some other counties that kind of got squirrely. But I don't, you know, I hate that you had to endure maybe the tail end of the campaign of just negativity. It's not, there's no place for it.
No, there's not. And like you said, at the end, you know, city council, there's five of us up there. So if you're talking bad about somebody, you might be working with them. So that's probably not a good idea. And then county as well. And again, I understand wanting to get your guy elected. I understand that it's important to have someone representing you that has the same ideals and values as you. I get that. There's better ways to do it.
Sure.
Than attacking someone else, because putting yourself out there in the beginning as a candidate, that's hard enough.
Right.
And so then to have you be attacked, see other people see that. Well, I'm not going to run because look at what happens if you run and someone doesn't like you. And so then you don't have people running. And I don't want to discourage people from getting involved in city government because it really is, or county government. It really is a great thing and we do great stuff. But if you're going to, you know, display that's how it's going to happen, then people aren't going to want to do it. And then you're running off good people who could serve our city and county.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't say it any better. I have encouraged good people across our county to run for commission. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I can't make a difference. Well, of course you can.
Yes.
Just get elected. Let's talk through some stuff. Let's look for the betterment of the county. Let's try some things. And then they're like, well, look at all, I don't want to be part of a bad campaign. I don't want to be my name in that. Well, you can change that. Mm-hmm. Run your campaign.
Yep.
Be honest about what you want to do. Don't address what everybody else wants to do. It's about you running for a campaign. You're really not in a competition. You're really
just, you're not. Yeah.
You're just running for a seat.
I very much did not look at it as a competition. I knew I had a goal. My goal was get mayor. And that wasn't against anybody else. That was my goal, what I wanted to do. And I had to achieve that not by tearing anybody down, but by building myself up and letting people see I'm ready for this. I'm prepared for this. I can do this. And in fact, I had some people who said, well, don't you want to comment on everything going on? And I said, no, I do not want to give that any more attention. I'm focused on what I'm doing, what I can do for this city, and I'm going to stay over here. And I got phone calls from people saying, thank you for not getting involved in that. Thank you for not going down here. But, you know, when people were posting negative stuff on Facebook, I was posting pictures of my kids picking up litter in a park. You know, just I'm over here doing this. This is, I want people to see the good in Cookeville and what good we can do for Cookeville. And so I just let that over there. And like I said, I think people saw that. And that's how I want to continue to promote. If we're going to do campaigns, we can disagree. We're not all going to, you know, agree on the same thing, but there's no reason to do that.
No. And I'm glad you got that perspective because, again, we're all working together for mm-hmm. a common goal, which
yes.
is to make our quality of life better in the county and the city, all the cities. And, you know, I know that's your passion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my passion. And yeah. you and I have talked about it outside of this. What can we do to make it better? So I appreciate what you've done. And we're going to talk next segment because I want to get in on some of your things you want to pursue.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some different things you and I haven't talked about that you had maybe in your campaign agenda or something you were talking to people. And then, you know, do you have a 4-year plan? Well, we're going to find out mm-hmm. from the newly elected mayor, Lauren Wheaton, for the city of Cookeville. We'll come back just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Miss Lauren Wheaton. She is the newly elected mayor for the city of Cookeville. She will become mayor August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, that's next week.
Next week, I know.
That is, wow, that's crazy.
Right.
We've talked about the campaign and how all that works. You've given us good information. So now let's get to what your public service mindset and heart, because to me, public service starts in the heart,
mm-hmm.
is wanting to see Cookeville do going forward. You know, what are some of the first things you want to start working on with the council and with those departments for the city of Cookeville?
I think that's important. You said with the council, because one of the first things I'm going to make sure to do is let, you know, this newly elected council know we're all on the same seat. We all sit at the table. We're all on the same level. No one sits above anybody. I may have the title of mayor, but that does not make me any more important than anyone else. And I do want to make sure that they know everything that we do, it takes 5 votes. It is never, I may bring something to the table, but we're all going to have to vote on it. So it's always going to be what the council as a team did. I really want to bring that team mentality back to the city council. Not that it wasn't there before, but that's just one of my priorities, is to make sure that everyone knows we all, at the end of the council meeting, we all push one button, we all get one vote. So that's something I do want to emphasize with this new group. And I think that's going to go over fine because I think we're all ready to work together as a team and we understand that that's how things get done. So that's one thing. I think Cookeville, you know, we're in a great position right now. We are obviously continuing to grow. We've got some great opportunities coming. So that planned strategic growth that we've been focusing on is going to become even more important, you know, even all the way down to planning commission, making sure that, you know, they're going to be voting on some big items that come up. So making sure that we've got people in there who are, you know, want to be a part of what's going on, which they already are. But just saying, I think every department in Cookeville is going to start taking on more responsibilities just as we grow. Our utilities, are we making sure that we're putting those where we want to grow? Are we providing the services to the people that we've already said we provide those services to? Are we planning for growth ahead, which we already are with, you know, our water department? We've increased our capacity. Gas, we've increased our capacity. So that's going to be a big area to make sure we're being proactive in the growth that's happening. housing, you know, always gets brought. The three questions I think we got most, housing, homeless, and traffic. Those are the questions that were always asked at the forum. Those are always going to be problems when you're growing. So continuing to tackle those to make people aware of, hey, you know, we're growing pains. It happens. But at the end, we're trying to get over here. So if y'all could just work with us for a second, I promise we've got a goal. We've got a plan. It just may take a, you know, hot second to get there. Working with the county, you know, continuing that partnership. I'm really excited to work with Randy because he's got a wealth of knowledge and experience in the county commission. And so making sure that we partner together because as Cookeville grows, Putnam grows. So we want to make sure that we are, you know, trying to recruit those jobs with the higher wages, making sure we've got housing where people can come here, live here, work here, and play here. I'd like to see us be able to give back to the community some. And I know we've talked about the aquatic center.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, everyone's got to have an opinion about
sure.
that. But my big thing with that is that Cookeville has done such a great job taking care of our finances that we're at a point now that we've got the ability to give back to the community and to do something that would improve the quality of life, whether that is a aquatic center, a splash pad, you know, I don't know where we're going with that, but that we're there at that time now that we can do something like that. So I'd like to give back to Cookeville and again, just continue to focus on, like I said, the growth. I know people get tired of it, but I promise you, we are always looking at it. We've even talked about, you know, do we need to update the 2030 master plan? We've got plans for our recreational parks, for the Highland Business Park. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Cookeville, and every department head I've talked to, you know, the past 4 years that I've been on, I feel like I have so much more experience now and know what's going on and the direction we want Cookeville to go in. But it's not just me.
Right.
It's the council. It's the county. It's the city. It's all of us doing it.
Yeah. And it's a we. It's
uh-huh.
no
it's,
me.
Yes.
It's no
yes.
I. It's we. So planning commission and people may not understand exactly what the planning commission is for the city of Cookeville. Is that appointed every 4 years as well? Or do they have different terms?
No, we have different terms. Yeah. They stagger and they come on. And there's different appointments. For instance, the council has a representative that sits on the planning commission. The mayor has a person that is appointed to that position. And then as a whole, the council will nominate people. We vote on that and then they go on. So they stagger off and on. But again, you know, that was an area I just kind of talked about because there's going to be a lot, you know, as Cookeville grows, that is going to be an area that's going to be seeing a lot of meetings, discussions. And so again, I want to make sure that that's an area we're focusing on, making sure we've got people in there from all different areas. So we're having that discussion about where we want Cookeville to go, getting different perspectives and then making those decisions that are best for Cookeville.
Yeah. Planning commission is very important.
Very.
I mean, here in the past 12 months, you've seen several properties in the city of Cookeville, like Spring Street Market where it's at, and maybe in Builder Supply,
mm-hmm.
Those have gone out of business and people, you know, developers want to develop that. Well, they got to go through the planning commission.
They do.
And
yeah.
get approved for whatever development they want to do.
Or if they need it rezoned, you know, rezonings are obviously hot topics. I mean, you know, Cookeville, another thing is we're running out of space. I mean, we really are. So we have to be very strategic about how we're growing, the way we want to grow, what we want coming in here. And again, that's where the council, planning commission, electric department, water, you know, all of our utilities all working together and saying, okay, here's where we are right now. We know where we want to be. How do we get there and get there in the right way without, you know, making again, the growing pains too painful.
Yeah. And so were there any things I should say the last 4 years that maybe y'all pursued that didn't pass that you would like to see or, and I know the aquatic center was something that was approved mm-hmm. and you just briefly talked about that. Are there any other things that you would like to see brought back up or?
I want to continue to increase the pay for our city employees, fire and police. We did a pay raise. We're still behind. We need to get their pay up. We need to make sure that not just our city employees, but particularly fire and police. And I always say I've got a special affinity for them because working in the ER, I was used to the, you know, them bringing in those patients. And so I saw what they were dealing with. And we all know, that they're putting themselves out in the front lines all the time. So making sure that their pay is good enough, well enough, good, high enough to not only retain them, but to recruit new ones. You know, we're short firemen. We're short police. We need those guys in here. And so that's something I want to continue. We were able to do the pay increases and I want to continue to do that for our city employees and fire and police.
That's something the county did. Of course, I mm-hmm. talked to Mayor Porter on this about our budget and I think the city and the county are on the same page. We have good people here.
Great people.
In Putnam County, excuse me, in the city of Cookeville, we want to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I even mentioned, you know, as well, when we did the raises for the county employees, we're not done.
No. Yeah.
like you just said, we mm-hmm. want to keep pursuing, you know, benefits and compensation for our employees because we want to keep them.
And we want to make it sustainable, not something that you do just one time and then have to take back. We want to make sure that we're finding a way to keep this in the budget so our, you know, our employees are consistently paid at a level that we can keep them and let them know, hey, we appreciate you being here and working for the city. So that's, and I will give James Mills, he always gets embarrassed, but I give him so much credit for that because that was one of his main goals too, was to make sure that we could give them raises and be sustainable, continue it year after year. And he and Brenda and the finance department did a great job making sure we could do that. So that's the path that I want to continue on for sure.
Yeah, that sounds good, Lauren. So you have 4 years.
Yes.
And you know, and of course, you're term limited, so this is your last 4 years. Doesn't mm-hmm. mean you can't sit off 4 years and come back, because there's a rule where you can. I don't know if you want to. That's way out there. That's 8 years from now.
Wade Wheaton has already made me promise that
this is it.
Yeah, for him, he's not doing another campaign. I don't know. Maybe no, just kidding. I'm happy with these next 4 years and sitting out a little. Yeah,
I'm guessing Wade will probably do whatever you tell him to.
That's
just a guess. Sorry, Wade. But have you? You know, the election was just last week, but now you've been thinking, have you thought about a 4-year plan? I know we just mentioned some things, but overall, you know, sustaining and retaining employees and recruiting good employees, are there other 4-year plans, 4-year plan items that you've thought about, or are you still working on that?
Still working on that, just because I think Cookeville is such, we're in such a fluid situation right now, again, with what's happening, because on the one side, I do want to watch Cookeville grow in a planned, strategic, smart way. But then I do want to make sure we're maintaining that hometown feel. And so when that comes in, how are we supporting our local businesses? How are we supporting our local entrepreneurs? We've got this big guys coming in, putting, you know, investing in Cookeville, and we're thankful for that. But I maintain that hometown feel by keeping, you know, the west side, the downtown area, keeping those areas that people come in and they see how awesome Cookeville is and they see how great it is, and the surrounding areas, promoting those areas, all the, you know, waterfalls and trails and hiking that we have. It's interesting. We're running an Airbnb right now. It has been booked since we opened in July, and people are coming to Cookeville, and they're coming to visit tech. They're coming to wedding dress shop. They're coming to check out and get off the grid. They're coming to go to Cummins Falls. They're coming for everything, and they're coming to Cookeville and staying here. So I know we've got that attractiveness. I know people love Cookeville because they're coming to see it, and the people who live here love it too. So that is going to be, again, my biggest thing, is to make sure I'm keeping Cookeville and the citizens. You can work here, live here, stay here, play here, all that. But then keeping Cookeville the Cookeville that everyone knows, you know, they've come to know and love, and keeping it a place that you can raise a family.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I'm glad that your mindset is truly a public servant's heart.
I don't know any other. I mean, it's like you know, we don't know any. We do this not because we're politicians, or because we love where we live and we want to see it succeed, and we can do it. So we do.
My mama fussed at me the other day because I've had some health stuff going on. But thank God I'm hopefully getting better. But
yeah,
she's like, you know, you got to slow down. And I said, I wasn't built that way. You know,
right. I don't sit.
Yeah, I'm not built to just come home and sit down. No. And she's like, well, you need to come home and sit down with me more because I miss you. And then she is right. I need to get down there more.
Yes, but, yes, there's a balance.
Yeah, there is. But yeah, it's
we do this because we love it.
We got a passion. We love it. And we want to keep doing it as long as our good Lord lets us, and yes, our bodies and minds can do it. Mm-hmm. So, Lauren, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. So election was last week. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Election was last week. You're going to be married next week. And you're here with me today.
Yeah.
Have you been able to take a break?
No.
Haven't done anything.
No. I took a day off after the election because I thought, oh, I'll take a day off and relax. Nope. I was at the fair lunch. I was at some other meeting. I was like, oh, okay, never mind. There's no break. I'm just kidding. Which, again, I wouldn't have it any other way, because sure, if I was sitting at home, I'd be finding something to do. So I'm happy to throw myself into the position and make sure I know as much as I can when I get ready to serve on this, you know, this position. But there's a beach trip planned for fall break.
So I was about to say, fall break's going to be here before you know it.
We'll take
maybe
a break
you can
then.
Get away.
Maybe.
Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you for your friendship.
I know,
enjoy working with you. You've been great ever since we come in together and met. I think Jennifer Wilkerson introduced us maybe to Chamber Luncheon one day,
and then it just blossomed.
I owe her some gratitude, but thanks for being here.
Thank you as always for having
me. Folks, I hope everybody has a good weekend. I'll actually be on with newly elected Vice Mayor Luke Eldridge next week. So I've got the mayor today. Next week I got the vice mayor. You're getting all cooked for a couple of weeks, but that's good because Cookeville's so important to what we do here. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for your time. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody day by smiling at them. I'll see you next week here on Local Matters.